Well, good morning. For those of you that knew that I was preaching today, I thank you for coming anyway. For those of you that didn't know I was preaching today and you're here, you're kind of stuck with me now. So, had a real good time in Minto this past week. It was a great trip. I really felt God's presence there, unlike any time that I've really felt in the past. This was kind of a different trip for me. I've been on several mission trips in the past, but usually I know and I'm real close to the people that I go with. This time it was a little different. I formed relationships this time, and it was really awesome. If you've never been on a mission trip before, I really encourage you to go. I've never felt God's presence like I have on a mission trip, and it's an amazing, beautiful thing. So if you have the opportunity to go in the future, I really encourage you to do that. And I think Journey's planning on going to Minto again next year, and there were 17 people that went this year, a couple people from Habitat as well. And I'd like to see that number double for next year. I want to make it a problem in Minto that we don't have enough beds to sleep in, and I know that God will provide for us in that case. So if you can go next year, I really encourage you to do that. We don't have any slides today, and I apologize for that. We won't have our Bible open too much, but I encourage you to keep bringing your Bible. It's church, so I hope that you keep bringing your Bible. Let's go ahead and pray, and then we'll get started today. God, thank you for this day, a beautiful day after a couple of just nasty ones. So I pray that you get us outside today, that we can enjoy some sun and enjoy this lovely weather. Lord, I pray for Jen. This church is going to miss her so much. She's been a great influence in this church, a great influence on me in the short time that I've been here and on the Dickinson family and everyone else in this church, Lord. We're going to miss her a lot. I pray that you give comfort to this community when she goes to Florida, and that hopefully you can give her the funds to come visit again one day, and we can see her again. God, I thank you for this day, and thank you for allowing us to worship you. We pray this in your name. Amen. A couple of years ago, I was with my friend David, and David and I wanted to take out a homeless person out to lunch, and we live real close to Indianapolis, so we drove downtown with the idea to take one homeless person out to lunch, maybe at a Steak and Shake or wherever. But what we found was when we got downtown, there were just so many homeless people and people that were just on the streets. So we didn't want to help just one of them. So David and I went to Taco Bell, and we picked up a 12-pack of tacos, and we started passing them around downtown Indianapolis. And what we found was people were willing to listen to us. People wanted to listen to us. People wanted to know about Jesus, and they wanted to tell us their story and their where they're at in their faith. And it was awesome. Most of them let us pray with them, and people were real curious as to why we were there. And handing out tacos was a big factor in that. They wanted some food, but it was a good way to form some fellowship and get to know some people. And there's a similar guy in the Bible that did this. His name was Saul before his name was changed to Paul. And Saul killed people. He killed Christians. He put them in jail. And then one day the Lord talked to him, and Saul just had a complete change of heart. And his name was renamed to Paul, and Paul is now credited for writing 13 of the 27 New Testament books. He is a great man. His words are true. They're good. They're good references. They're good to look back to. But the problem that I found is people are preaching the way that Paul needed to preach 2,000 some years ago. Paul needed to preach in his way, the way that Paul needed to preach in his day. And today we're still preaching the way that Paul preached 2,000 years ago. And it's really time that things change. It's time that the church opens up a little bit more and becomes more of a community and more of an environment where people don't come in here and feel uncomfortable. And a couple of reasons why people just don't like coming to church is they don't like the worship music. They think it's boring and just dry, and they don't get into it. And I think that this church is really blessed to have a guy like Dave who leads worship and his team. And he's willing to adapt and change to the community and what kind of music that they like and how they worship God, and that's awesome. But a lot of churches aren't willing to do that. And I think as a church as a whole, that needs to happen. A couple of other reasons people hate coming to church. They hate the boring 30-minute dry drug out sermons. They don't like it. And honestly, I don't either. I don't like the real long sermons that just keep repeating the same message over and over again. A lot of times people feel uncomfortable for a lot of reasons. And this is where we can really step in as a church. A lot of us like to sit in the back, and that can make a newcomer feel uncomfortable. So maybe sit closer to the front, sit more forward, closer to me. I don't think I smell that bad to where you have to sit so far back. So I really encourage you next week when you're here to come in a little bit closer and let's be a community and sit together as a church. A couple of reasons why we're not willing to change as a church is we don't want to change our music. We like our music. It's fine. But as an unchurched person, as somebody that never comes to church, maybe our music isn't fine. Maybe we need to make some adjustments in that department. Maybe our sermons need to sometimes be a little bit shorter. And maybe sometimes they need to be a little bit longer. That's okay. But I think sometimes it's okay to have a short sermon to the point and a good message. A couple of other reasons that we can change is we can park a little bit further out and allow, you know, a mother with children or an elderly couple to park a little bit closer. And there's a lot of other ways that we can do that. We need to change things. We need to change things quickly. Think of it this way. This is a really good illustration that I like. There's this movie out called Godzilla. I think some of you have probably seen it. It's a really good film. It's a well-done film. There's good acting. There's good music. It's a great film. And people will pay $10 to go see that film. But if you look back and you watch the 1950s version of Godzilla, nobody's going to watch that. And maybe a couple people will, but nobody's going to pay to go see it. And why is that? It's because the new movie gets it. They get the culture is changing, and they want to adjust to culture, and they want to make a movie that people will enjoy. And it's a well-done film, and that's how church needs to be. It needs to be well-done, organized, and something that culture will like. And I think that Journey's getting that for the most part. And I think that there's a couple of areas that need some work as well. And we'll get into that in a little bit later. We must get involved with reaching the unchurched, and we must change things in order to do that. Another illustration I like is this one. It's an assembly line for a car. So imagine on this side you have, we'll call them the ones, and this side is just the car parts, the door handle, the loose bolts and nuts and all that stuff. None of it's put together yet. And on this side you have the tens. The car's done. It looks beautiful. It's great. And a lot of times the only people that we preach to are the tens. And the tens get it. They have Jesus. They're well fed, and they need to start feeding other people. And those tens need to start coming down to the seven and eights and getting them along the assembly line to become a ten. And even more so, we need to get down to the threes and the fours and the twos and start getting them along the line, and especially the ones. We need to get them started in their journey with Jesus. And a lot of times we just don't do that. And it's times that things change. About a week ago, I lost a friend of mine in a motorcycle accident. He was 19, and he was pronounced brain dead the day that he was in his motorcycle accident. And he knew who Jesus was, and that's awesome. But imagine if he didn't know who Jesus was. And I can't help but feel if people are dying and they don't know Jesus, that's our fault. That's the fault of a Christian, just not willing to step up and tell other people about Jesus. We need to tell as many people about Jesus because we don't know what happens next. We don't know what's going to happen on Judgment Day. And if they know Jesus, then we don't have to worry. If this nation knows Jesus, then there's no reason to work on the tens. There's no reason to work on the ones. Everyone will know Jesus, and everyone will be a ten, and it'll be a great community. And it's time that things change. And things need to change right now. We need to change things so that more people will know Jesus. We need to put away the ideas that worked 20 and 30 and even 10 years ago and start using what works now. And people will argue that church isn't about the numbers, and they're right. It's not about the numbers. It's not about attendance. But what it's about is the people that are in this room right now and whether or not they're willing to tell people about Jesus. And there's a certain point in your faith where you need to continue to be fed, and that's always good, but there's a point in your faith where you need to stop constantly being fed and start feeding other people. And until that happens, we're not going to grow. This church isn't going to grow. And it's not about the numbers, but it's about the people in the church. And we're not, why wouldn't we want more people in this church? Why wouldn't we? If you think that this church is a good church and it's getting the message across, then why wouldn't you want more people in this church than there are right now? I think that if we do what Jesus is calling us to do, we're going to run out of seats, and that'd be awesome. That'd be great. It's time that things change. And if things don't change, then where will Christianity go? Christianity is now in a market competing with other religions such as Islam and Hinduism and Judaism. And Islam with the exception of the extremists, is a beautiful religion. It is. They're willing to bow down and pray five times a day. They're willing to often more than once, although it's only required once in their faith, to go to Mecca and do what they need to do there. And people like to do that at least once a year in that faith. And it's beautiful. It's a good faith. So why then, if we have a man named Jesus, why are people going to these other religions when they're wrong? We have Jesus on our side. We have a man that was willing to die for us on our side, and he's not going to stop until everyone knows his name and worships his name. So why are people going to these other religions when they're wrong, when they have a false idea or even just flat out no solid ground to build on, and people continue to go there? It's time that things change. We don't often talk about things in the church that I think need to be talked about often. We don't talk about the unchurched very often, and I think that we need to. If you feel like you're a 7 or an 8, you need to kind of get to where you can become a 10 and start feeding other people. If you're down here and you're a 3 or a 4 in the assembly line, you need to meet people that will help you grow in your faith, and you're here. So Journey is a great place to get started in that, and allow yourself to start moving down to where you can start feeding other people. And if you're a 1 in the assembly line and you're just getting started, it's great that you're here. And go ahead and start getting involved. Everyone has a gift that they can help put together in this church. But I think it's kind of funny that more people in the world know what a Coca-Cola is than they do by the name of Jesus. And it seems like there's more McDonald's on each corner of the street than there are churches, or at least Christian churches. So we need to, we're not growing. There's 375,000 churches in America. And this nation isn't really going uphill. If anything, it's going downhill as a Christian nation. So why is that? Why do more people know what a Coke is than who Jesus is? There's a verse in Colossians. It comes from chapter 2, verse 7. It says, "Rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflown to see his thankfulness." We have Jesus on our side. And that's awesome. That's all we need. What happens next is that we need to volunteer. And maybe for some of you, you don't even know where to start. But in this church alone, there's plenty of opportunities to volunteer. People are here at 8 a.m. every morning getting set up for the church. And often it's the same people every week. I've seen a couple of new faces, and that's great. But maybe start coming at 8 a.m. and help us set up so that other people can get a rest for a week. And maybe we can get to the point where you only have to set up once a month, and that'd be great. There's plenty of other opportunities to get involved. Maybe you're a good singer or you play an instrument well. Dave would really like to get to know you and see if we can plug you in with the worship team. And he's up for new ideas with the worship team if you have something. Maybe you come from a different church and you have ideas that this church isn't using that you want to tell. And there's everything in between where you guys can get plugged in at this church. So if you want to get plugged in, come talk to me. Talk to Dave. Derek's not here right now. He's in Indiana with two of his boys. Talk to Derek when he gets back and see if there's anything that you can do to help him. And I'd really, really like to see every single face in here. Whether you're a 1, you're a 5, or you're a 10, we can all volunteer and plug in somewhere as we walk this faith and journey together. That's all I got for today. So let's pray, and then come talk to me if you want to get involved. I want to be here for hours talking to people that want to get involved. So let's pray. God, thank you so much for who you are and for allowing us to worship you. Lord, you are so good, and we just want to tell as many people about you as we can, Lord. You're a great God, and we know that you're on our side. So allow us to continue to grow as a nation, to grow as a church, to grow as a world, and to tell as many people about you as we can, and that when I'm hopefully older and I die, that this is a Christian world, and that everybody knows you, Lord. Thank you for the beautiful weather that's outside today. Thank you again for Jen and what she's meant to this community. I can't thank you enough for her. She's been awesome, Lord, and I pray that you give her safe travels to Florida and that everything goes well down there, that you do allow her to find a church where she can get plugged in down there and help out right away, Lord. We're going to miss her a lot. I pray this in your name, Lord. Amen.